saved from sin or error or evil. And then, you know, in secular everyday, redemption is regaining or gaining possession of something, you know, like maybe we went and pawned off our watch, and then we're redeeming it. And, you know, it's all about making amends and restoration, rescue or deliverance. You know, in Christianity, it's atonement through Jesus Christ, and through Judaism, redemption from all forms of oppression, Islam, the returning to God through repentance. No, that's the three main religions I know. That I grew up around, so I don't know what other religions redemption has meaning in. But, yeah, you know, it's the buying back of something according to the original meaning from the Latin original meaning. Yeah, but, yeah, you know, making amends, restoration, rescue, deliverance, you know, that's what I think of when I think of redemption. And, well, a very limited view of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I have thought about redemption.
Well, thank you very much for those words. Redemption, I feel like many things in life, can be a sliding scale as well. And, you know, being a redeemer or being a source of redemption is a different thing for different people. And some people's definition of redemption may not be what we have experienced in our life, and a cause for redemption or what other people feel is worthy of redemption, it varies. Mm-hmm. From person to person.
Yeah, for sure. You know, if it all meant the exact same thing to everybody, we'd be robots.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. As always, it's a pleasure to have you on, and it's always nice to have this live connection to the Nicola Valley, to Intlacoma territory, and we really do appreciate your words, your wisdom, your outlook and perspective, and the way you kind of center our episodes each week. We really do appreciate that. You've become a mainstay of Free Voices.
Yeah, I'm happy to contribute to society. So I thank you there on the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love, and I send it all back 1,000-fold.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
And we will say bye for now.
Okay.
Yes, bye bye now.
Bye.
And live connection to the brother of Hwainch, Squaych Shuklach, from Intlacomac territory, a survivor, a redeemer, and one of the main reasons people tune into this program is to hear that kind of weekly wisdom.
Yes.
From them. We've got another song ready to go here.
Wonderful. What is that next song?
We've got a classic kind of bluegrass track called Foggy Mountain Breakdown, but it's done by Millie Meunier, I believe is how you said that. And we will get this queued up here on Free Voices. And you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. And a reminder that our CJSF fund drive is ongoing right now. You can donate cjsf.ca/donate, or for more information, cjsffunddrive.ca.
Wonderful.
CJSF is an adventure like a ride in a hot air balloon. Exciting, unpredictable, and full of the unexpected. Your support makes it all possible. Help keep the adventure going and flying high with a donation right now to Fund Drive 2025 at cjsffunddrive.ca, or by texting the word donate to 778-782-2573 to get a donation link. It's all because of you that we can rise higher and reach further.
CJSF is an adventure, like a ride in a hot air balloon. Exciting, unpredictable, and full of the unexpected. Your support makes it all possible. Help keep the adventure going and flying high with a donation right now to Fund Drive 2025 at cjsffunddrive.ca, or by texting the word donate to 778-782-2573 to get the donation link. It is because of you that we can rise higher and reach further.
Thank you.
are back right here on Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on CJSF. Mm-hmm. And with us on the line is Mary. How are you doing?
Hello, everybody.
Excellent. Hello. Mary from Minnetonka Park Association. Is that correct?
Yes.
Eagle Nation Universal.
Eagle Nation Universal Productions. There we go. Thank you so much for joining us. So our theme today, Mary, from Eagle Nation Universal Productions. There, I got it right. Our theme today is redemption. And so maybe I can get some redemption for making sure I get the organization right. But we'd love to hear your words on that topic today.
Well, it's a very good topic. I'll ask, what is redemption to you? And you might say a second chance or a path of forgiveness. But to me, redemption isn't just about forgiveness, but about transformation. We all understand that at some point in our lives, we all stumble, fall, but it's what we do next that defines us. To me, redemption is a journey of healing, growth, and transformation. I'll give you a good example of that. This is like 1990s, when I was volunteering at downtown Eastside Women's Center with Aboriginal women whose kids been taken away from them and given to foster care. I'm not sure if anyone remembers those era. If Aboriginal women were on social services, used to be called welfare, and they had kids, the ministry started taking the kids away and put them with a foster care, non-native foster care, basically modern residential school method. And it really hurt these women. They were upset. They were coming to the center and asking what to do, where to go. And social services would force these women to either give up their kids or work. Basically, and they had no choice because those years, I remember minimum wage was $7 an hour. Mm. And how would they make it? How can we do this? Send our kids to daycare and then work? I can't even make ends meet. So what I did, I reached out to Glenn Clark, the NDP premier of that time. He was premier from, I think, 1996 to 2000. And this is 1990s, late 1990. I think it was 1999 I did that. I reached out to him and I said, you need to come and listen to these Aboriginal women and try to solve the problem. It was a moment, to me, it was a moment of redemption for me, realizing that even a small action can spark meaningful change. And it did. And it truly did. He said he's going to be on that, and he will change the legislation in the Ministry of Children and Families. And he did. And as I reflected on this experience, I'm reminded of a leader, another leader who did this in Kenya, Salwork Zevi, who embodied the spirit of redemption. She's the former president of Ethiopia from 2018 to 2024. I don't know if anybody knows her. Her dedication to social justice and women's empowerment is a powerful example of how leadership also can be forced for redemption and inspiring us all to work towards a more just and equitable society. Redemption basically empowers us to rise above our past and strive for a brighter tomorrow. What do you think?
I think that, as we've said a couple times throughout this program, redemption is very much it's a subjective thing, and it, as we've heard, sometimes it can be a bit delayed, and it sometimes takes people who are willing to step up and speak the truth, sometimes if it's a harsh truth, and call things out and bring redemption to those who may not have had it, and acknowledge things as well as try and fix things. Mm-hmm. And also that redemption is sometimes a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's... We've had a good mix of perspectives on this topic, and
yes, I was listening to the show.
Yeah,
and oh my, this is beautiful.
It really is, and we're so thankful to you for being a regular fixture on these phone calls. We appreciate you bringing us up in the studio. It is a nice way to have a live connection, as we said with Squaychit, but to have Mary as well now, and it brings the audience in. And it allows them to think a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to let Radio Land know today?
Absolutely. You know what? I wish some of our audiences also would be able to call and talk about their perspectives and points
mm-hmm.
or subjects.
Yeah, that would be it would be an interesting thing. And, you know, we would need to speak with the way we do things at the station. I can't speak to that in great detail, but that would be a lovely way to involve the audience and the regular
yes.
listeners of this show.
Exactly.
Maybe some other radio stations, they do it where there's a bit of a queue and they kind of screen mm-hmm. beforehand
yeah.
just to make sure it's good and safe for radio and people are comfortable being on air. But that would be a great way to expand the number of perspectives and voices, especially on a very topical and deep yet also enlightening program like Free Voices.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, thank you for letting me, giving me this opportunity to talk on the air.
Beautiful. We really appreciate that, and we thank you so much, and we'll say bye for now.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
And that was Mary from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. There we go. I got it right. Excellent.
She's the public officer
oh,
of the
fantastic.
Production
The front-facing
society.
Interaction
yes.
with everyone. Yeah. And that is an interesting way to interact with the public at large, especially when you're mm-hmm. in a media role or a broadcasting role or a communications role, as it were. You are interfacing with people from all walks of life.
Exactly.
And you're also presenting not only the best version of yourself, but the best version of your organization, too.
Absolutely.
So it's stressful in a motivating way, as it were.
Yes.
Well, we're kind of coming up to the last part of the hour. Any final thoughts on redemption?
I do have just one question just to refresh my mind.
Yes.
You said that fund drive, the deadline is, when is the deadline for the fund drive?
Excellent question. So a little bit of information for you, for those of you who've just tuned in. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and all throughout this week, from November 3rd through 9th, we are having our annual fundraising campaign called Fund Drive. That runs from Monday of this week, so we're kind of in the middle of it, all the way until the very end of Sunday evening, the 9th.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So we've got some time for people to donate, and the easiest way to do that is to go to the website cjsf.ca/donate, and you can donate through our secure credit card page.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to find more information about the station before you donate, we have a special Fund Drive website, cjsffunddrive.ca, cjsffunddrive.ca. And that has all the information about the station's mission and ethos, who we do, some of our volunteers, testimonials, as well as different ways to donate. You can use a check, you can drop cash off at the station, you
mm-hmm.
can donate securely online, you can also phone us in and we can take your information there. And
wonderful.
Every little bit helps. I will just let people know that for donations over $90.10, because it's 90.1, we have special Fund Drive limited edition edition prints of the artwork that is on some of the posters that we have. So we have those posters that are up in the station, but we have a beautiful hand-drawn, hand-illustrated widescreen version for those of you who donate over $90.10 to the fund drive here.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that will be signed by our artist Charlotte Cho, who did our art for this year, and she did a fantastic job. So once again, Fund Drive runs from November 3rd through 9th, and our current total, we're sitting about $3,500 or so.
Wonderful.
Right now, so we are well on the way.
Beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. And we're super, super thankful. Any last words from yourself, from our guest, Salar? Thank you so much for being here live. We really appreciate it. Faima as well.
Thank you.
We'll finish things off. We've got a rockin' track, it looks like. And I believe this is a selection from Huench. And we are super thankful for his work and dedication to this program, as well as everybody behind the scenes here at CJSF. So we'll finish things off with The Rare Lord by Blood Ceremony. This has been Free Voices. We are so thankful, and we will catch you next time.
Bye-bye, everyone.